a little sooner in the draft, especially after the junior year you had?
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I think, well, you know, what became more important as the picks went on is I just wanted to be somewhere where I was happy and where I would fit in. And I think I got that in Denver, and you couldn't be happier to be a Bronco.
Do you think you translate strictly to left tackle, or do you think you can play other positions?
Left tackle, you know, that's what I played for 3 years. It's my favorite position, but, you know, I'm you know, ready, willing, and able to play anything else. I played right tackle in my freshman year, and I played both tackles in high school, and, hey, you know, it's my goal to play and contribute to this team, and that doesn't matter where that is on the offensive line.
Ryan, was it, did you have any feelings at all? Were you watching the draft on TV?
Yeah, actually, I missed the first. I didn't watch the first about 26 picks. I was just watching a movie, and I was tuned in from then on. So it's been a long afternoon, but it's ended well.
So you didn't see all the stuff with Brady?
I had gotten text messages about it, and so, you know, I glanced at it, but I just wanted to kind of stay away. I know that the first round went long, and, you know, I just wanted to kind of relax a little bit before everything got crazy.
What movie were you watching?
Godfather 2. Godfather 2.
Is that kind of your attitude as a player, some of the Godfather 2 action there?
I don't know. I'll plead the Fifth Amendment. How about that? I'll take the Fifth on that. But no, that's just one of my favorite movies, and it's a long movie too. So it distracted me for quite a while.
You still want to be governor of Minnesota someday?
Hey, I'd love to be in politics in whatever community that is my home, and I just think that's a great way to affect a lot of people. But, you know, I think winning a Super Bowl is also a good way to affect some people in the community, and that'll be part of my goal in contributing to help this team.
You played high school football with Joe Maurer, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You Twins fan then?
Absolutely, yep.
Did he get you any tickets?
No, we actually exchanged text messages the other day. We're going to see about me coming to catch a game. He's gonna take me around, and he came to the USC game 2 years ago at Notre Dame. So we've kept in small contact. Yep.
Could he have played college football at a place like Notre Dame?
Joe Maurer, absolutely, no question.
What first got you interested in politics?
Well, I grew up in Minnesota. You know, we had Jesse the Body. You know, we had Paul Wellstone, very outspoken, and you know, now we had the first Muslim representative. So politics is always kind of something on the front runner in the news in Minnesota, and just kind of on word of mouth. So, yeah, that's just a product of where I grew up and how I grew up, and I've seen the good it can do for people through internships and whatnot.
You are a practicing Muslim, are you not?
That is correct.
Has that been more difficult in recent years, or have people been understanding and willing to listen?
No, people have been tremendously understanding. You know, I think what happens is most people just don't know Muslims, and, you know, the Taliban extremist stuff that belongs in no religion is not, you know, what I practice. You know, I practice a religion where I can, you know, understand others and respect and celebrate even the differences, you know, and I think it's just, it's so sad to see, you know, the hostilities that come nowadays from something that, you know, is really close when you look at the root of everything. But, you know, it's been easy. Everyone who knows me, it's been very understanding, and I've been able to educate, you know, those around me.